Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org, this is the Soundcheck Podcast. This edition of Soundcheck is a reminder of what these sessions sounded like before the pandemic, when we actually had musicians live in our studio. Let's dip into the Soundcheck archives. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Robert Randolph is not like the other guitarists on Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitar players, because Robert plays the pedal steel guitar. He began playing at church in New Jersey and has now become the preeminent player in the style known as sacred steel. That style grew up in certain Pentecostal churches in the 1920s, 30s, and 40s, where they used the pedal steel guitar instead of an organ. Robert Randolph has incorporated the sounds of blues, R&B, rock and roll, and soul into his music. In fact, his latest album is called Got Soul. Robert Randolph and the Family Band, which does indeed include several members of the Randolph family, are here in the Soundcheck studio to play some songs from that latest record, beginning with this one called Shake It.
Yeah, baby! 1, 2, 3, yeah! Real fine house on top of the hill. Maybe that's the way to get your thrill. Gotta be on time when the work begins. Just one smile when the devil's grin. Come on, yeah. Hey! I'm shaking.
Yeah, y'all. Hey. WNYC. Hey. Live in the place to be.
Yeah.
Chill right here. Come on, somebody, go ahead and shake it.
Shake it. Anytime you feel it now, go ahead and turn it loose.
Oh,
shake it. What you got going on? Let your body tell the truth.
Oh, shake it.
Shake it, make it feel real good. Turn around and hear me say,
oh, shake it.
What you got going on?
Check y'all. that chorus one more time. Hey!
Robert Randolph and the Family Band live in the WNYC Soundcheck Studios, and Shake It is from the latest album by the band called Got Soul. Robert Randolph singing, playing the pedal steel guitar, Marcus Randolph behind our drum kit, Lanisha Randolph singing, Ray Holloman on bass, Casey Square behind the keyboards, and Dean Bailey on the six-string guitar. I don't think I've ever, Robert, sat so close to the pedal steel before, so I've never seen how the strings
are bending. You never knew how much work this was doing.
Well,
this thing,
the bending of the strings, the metal bar, you're really hitting those strings hard.
I'm hitting them hard. That's why we pop a lot of strings and get a lot of nicks on my hands and all that kind of stuff. You know, I got about 1,000 marks. You know.
So if you were playing, say, country western,
you got to eat rice in the morning. That's what it is.
Don't get started. We had a whole conversation before we went on mic about rice in the morning. If you were playing country western music on the pedal steel, would you be hitting those strings so hard, or do those guys go for a kind of a smoother?
Well, they, you know, the cowboys don't do it the same. You know.
Right. Right.
We are the chocolate cowboy. See, it's a little different feel.
It's a very different feel. It's a lovely sound. It's just not your sound. It's not what, you know, what we.
Well, every once in a while we get into a cowboy mode.
Yeah, not on that song though. That was there was a little more, you know, funk, a lot more of the sounds of R&B and soul on this record.
Yeah.
Now let me ask about the title, Got Soul.
It's more of a question. Got soul?
Ah.
Do you got soul?
Okay.
Is your soul filled with soul?
Mm-hmm. It's funny,
it's a soul filled with joy and happiness. That's how you get a good filled up soul. My cup runneth over with soul.
So now, how far do you feel like you've come with all the different types of music that you incorporate in the band?
Yeah.
Do you still feel those original roots in gospel music in the church?
All of the things that we play, you know, are really the roots of American roots music. When you're going all the way back to old quartet music.
You mean like the Golden Gate, like some of the great old gospel quartets?
Yeah, all of the quartet stuff.
Took a lot of gold and he made him an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it told everybody when you heard the music of the cornet. Oh, yes, it told everybody when you heard the music of the flute. Well, it told everybody when you heard the music of the horn.
Said you got to bow down and worship the idol.
Then Mahalia Jackson, yep. And then
when it's in the upper room. Yes, it's in the upper room. Well, it's in the upper room. Talking with the Lord.
Then it, you know, as time progressed, it got into the Hawkins. I don't know if you know the Hawkins and Andre Crouch.
Oh, I'm glad that it reaches to the highest mountain and it goes to the lowest valley. That gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power.
And the Winans and the Clark Sisters and all those folks, that's really how hip-hop, R&B, gospel, blues, everything start to cross into a new field. And we're just kind of kids of all that stuff. You know, Marcus and Ray, they're the hip-hop boys. They in the back making hip-hop music all day, using church songs and stuff. Anisha is the R&B queen, you know.
Uh-huh.
And grew up listening to SWV and Total and R. Kelly and all that. Casey's a church boy, you know. Dean is a country boy over there from Ohio, you know, soul guy. He wanted to do a Barry White song the other day or something, you know. So we kind of mix it all in the groove, you know.
There's a biography of Wilson Pickett out now.
And oh, wow.
His story is, you know, he grew up singing in church. And when he moved north to Detroit, the move away from the church to start singing for other people, the family didn't support the idea. He wrestled with the idea.
Yeah.
What was it like for you to make that?
Well, Marcus' mother yelled at us for playing a gig on Easter Sunday the other day. So there you go. You know, we can't play a gig on Easter Sunday no more. You know, she yelled at us. She tried to get him to stay home. I had to call him and get him out to bed, man. Tell him to put down his Easter suit and come out to Colorado, you know. But that's how it is, man. It's always going to be like that when people come from the church and they've been rooted and grounded. For everybody, from Wilson Pickett to James Brown to Sly Stone,
sure.
And Beyonce and Al Green, and we all know the story, Marvin Gaye, him and his dad.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that'll never go away. All of those stories will always be there. But our family and a lot of our friends have been a lot supportive of us, at least the young ones, you know, the old ones. My grandmother yells at us, you know. But other than that, that's always the history of it all. You know, for guys like Wilson Pickett, who took the sounds that he heard in church and then started to use those influential things. So did Sly and the Family Stone.
You know?
A lot of people don't know Sly and the Family Stone heard a sound of church and then took that and it created a whole new funk sort of rock sound, which then became everything else. George Clinton and all everything else beyond that. So we're all the same. We're all church guys mixing in our sounds and enjoying life. You know? Yeah.
But it seems like the Randolph family in particular, like the wider family there in New Jersey, that you guys were really tied to this sacred steel tradition.
Yeah, I was sacred steel tradition in our church in Orange, New Jersey. There's some Atlantic. It's all over New Jersey. Jersey City, Atlantic City, Mattawan. I can keep naming. Bristol, Pennsylvania. Bishop Snelling down there, you know.
Are you literally going to spend the rest of the day naming all the churches?
Oh, yeah, man. But, well, with so many people, because a lot of people think we come from this small sort of backward thing. And
all
of our churches are in the middle of every major inner city in the U.S., basically. That's who we are, you know. The story's been hidden, sort of like the Buena Vista Social Club has been hidden in this church for 90 years. It goes all the way back. It was an old guy, Willie Eason, who would. Joshua. See, that's 1930s, you know.
Yeah.
And then in the 1960s, that's a guy named Lorenzo Harrison. Then in the 70s, a guy named Calvin Cook. You know?
Well, it sounds like these guys were listening to the popular music of their day.
Man, they were all sort of getting down and listening to each other. There's actually some stories about, there's a true story that Elvis came into one of the churches in Nashville, Tennessee, and sat down and watched Henry Nelson play the steel guitar in church. And that's where he got a lot of his mojo from, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's a true story.
So was it just that, you know, pedal steel guitar was cheaper and easier to carry around than getting an organ?
Yeah, the church couldn't afford organs, so Henry and all those guys walked around with a little... the three-legged monster.
So what is this that you've just picked up? This is not the pedal steel you just played on the first song. This one doesn't have pedals. So
well, in the presence of my forefathers, Henry Nelson and Lorenzo Harris and all those guys, Buddy Boy Snellen, you know, I'm going to play the six-string lap steel guitar on this song called Find a Way.
All right. It's another live performance from Robert Randolph and the Family Band.
It's my sister over there singing and Brother Dean over here with the soul and... And we're gonna get down here, y'all. Sound check, y'all out there, y'all ready? I'm probably supposed to let you do the DJ, huh?
Yeah. find a way.
Yes, sir. Robert Randolph and the Family Band. Yeah. Find a Way is from their latest album called Got Soul.
Yes, sir.
So Lanisha is your sister, is that right?
Yeah, she's the sister.
And Marcus would be your cousin.
Cousin, and Ray Ray is the cousin, and Casey is the cousin.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all over everywhere. We get yelled at if I don't bring the family, you know.
Ray on bass, Casey on keyboards, Dean Bailey singing and playing guitar.
You actually got to see some of the funny videos from us in church, man. It's pretty funny.
Do you still play in church?
No, Marcus plays all the time now. They don't let me play, they let him play.
Uh-huh.
So Marcus is the main still playing church, believe it or not.
So,
I'm the sound man.
You're the sound man. For a while, you were doing Friday nights before the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
The NBA games on Friday nights here in New York when they were at the Garden. You still doing that?
Yeah, we still do that, man. Yeah, we got to support the Knicks, the best organization in basketball, man. You know, we got Phil Jackson running the show.
Oh, yeah.
Doing a great job getting rid of all the poison and all of the bad luck.
Yeah. But see, I remember a couple of years ago, there was a petition. It didn't go anywhere, but there was a petition to get rid of you playing on Friday nights on the theory that you were bringing the Knicks bad luck.
Well, how did that go?
It did not go anywhere.
Are we still bringing them bad luck now? Actually, it was Carmelo Anthony, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
As Phil said, we got to get rid of the poison. Carmelo's a good guy and all, but, you know,
yeah,
he tends to hold the ball.
Yeah. But anyway, we're talking sports.
That's all right. We could talk sports all day. We could talk music all day, ladies and gentlemen. You guys are still tuned in there? How you folks in the studio feeling? Y'all got us look sounding good?
Yeah, you got lots of people waving through the plexiglass. So, third song means a third instrument. Now, this one, this is a stand-up instrument.
This is a stand-up pedal steel guitar. It's my invention.
It looks like a lap steel on an extended pedal steel frame.
Yeah, you get to stand up and be cool now, you know?
Is that all it takes, just to stand up?
I guess so, you know. I mean, that's what John Mayer is cool, right? You know? No, he writes good songs, you know?
Yeah. All right, so now the songs are pretty much, you know, you're keeping them nice and radio friendly here for us today, but they can be extended. You guys are big on the jam band scene.
Yeah.
Is that kind of improvising something you would have grown up doing in the church?
Well, that's all we did was improvise at church. You have to improvise it. You can't improvise and you get a tap on the shoulder. Everybody laughing because they know what that means. Uh-huh. You get a tap on the shoulder, it means somebody told you you got to get up because somebody's going to take your place.
It's like Amateur Night at the Apollo where the guy dances out and grabs you by the collar and ushers you off.
Exactly. One of the old ladies send the signal, you know, say, hey, brother so-and-so is going to play the drums or going to play the guitar now. You got to get up.
Okay.
That's usually how it goes. So you better be able to improvise.
Right.
So that's how we kind of started out in the jam scene and the blues scene and stuff and started hanging out with Eric Clapton and all those guys, Dave Matthews and Santana and all those guys. And those are all the same guys that play with soul and improvisation as well, too, on stage. So we all fit in the same realm of great music and improvising and being spiritual.
And being in the moment.
Being in the moment, which is a spiritual moment.
Absolutely.
Which has got soul.
All right.
Which goes back to Eric Clapton having rice in the morning.
Have you gotten Eric Clapton to start eating rice in the morning?
He already eats rice in the morning. He eats beans and rice in the morning with a tomato.
All right.
And bloody pie and bangers and mash. I'm gonna get y'all eating rice in the morning. You're gonna eat some rice in the morning, you're gonna see how good you feel.
All right. Well,
that's why I feel good out here, ladies and gentlemen, at Soundcheck.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band are here. You wanna do the title track from the record for us?
Yes, we're going to do God Soul. We thank y'all for listening to us out here tonight, y'all. Ghosts of New Orleans, yeah.
says, Lord.
Robert Randolph and the Family Band.
Thank you, brother.
That's Got Soul. That's the title track of the latest album. You were talking, Robert, before about Got Soul with a question mark, but I'm hearing exclamation marks all through that.
Well, it's whatever you feel, and that's what it means.
Yeah.
Exclamation, question, or period.
One final quick question. Guest singers on the record. You have a bunch.
Darius Rucker, yes. Yeah. Anthony Hamilton, Corey Henry. All great guys, they've been on the road, they've been playing shows and TV shows and things with us, so we're looking forward to a long summer.
Darius sings on the song, Love Do What It Do.
Love Do What It Do.
Which we'll wrap up with here. Mm-hmm. Robert, it's been a while since you were last here, and bringing the band in, you guys sound great as always.
Man, thank you so very much, we appreciate it. Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Ask me what I want. From the situation.
That soundcheck session came from our archives. You can hear lots more and check out our newly produced remote sessions on our website, newsounds.org. Our technical director is Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, and I'm John Schaefer. Loves the summertime and tan.